This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical note on a patient named Patricia Harper, last name H-A-R-P-E-R, first name Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Place was ProMedica in Flint, formerly called Briarwood. It's ProMedica in Flint. That's a what, P-R-O-M-E-D-I-C-A?
Mm-hmm.
P-R-O-M-E-D-I-C-A. And the date was February 6, 2022. Preparing a patient profile, Ms. Harper is an 84-year-old female who had admission for Hurley previous for COVID, and she also was getting rehab for a fracture. Of the left foot and left knee, period. She remains immobilized and in a boot, period. She said she came more recently because of shortness of breath, and she had saturation of 88 to 90 on 3 liters a minute, period. She also felt dizzy and weak, period. She was found with elevated troponin and was seen by cardiology, and the feeling is that she likely had a type 2 myocardial infarction, period. She She did improve here. She did receive brief therapy there, period. She was monitored on the telemetry unit, period.
What's the call?
Her last name is Dana. She had a history of panic attacks and had been seen by psychiatry, period. She had hypokalemia, and that was corrected, period. Her blood sugars are stabilized, period. Currently, she feels better, period. She still has a hard time walking because of the heaviness of her boots and immobilized her, period. She returns to Briarwood for further rehabilitation, period. She appears over her COVID infection that she had in mid-January, period. She is legally blind and also has decreased hearing. In the past, she had a stroke, but that's baseline, period. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills or major weight change. Eye, decreased vision and is legally blind. ENT, she has decreased hearing. Respiratory, currently there's no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, denies angina or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, but she admits to diarrhea. Do you know dysuria or hematuria? Musculoskeletal. She has pain in her left legs and where her ankle fracture is pierced. There is other significant anomalies at the moment. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding, but she has ecchymosis at the elbow where an IV site was. Endocrine, she has diabetes mellitus, but denies polyuria or polydipsia. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Skin is negative for a rash or itch. Comparing a past history, diabetes and mellitus type 2, hypertension, blindness, orthostatic hypotension, stroke, colitis, appendectomy, cesarean section, cholecystectomy, vascular surgery. We have family history. Mother had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis and acute intermittent porphyria. My daughter had acute intermittent porphyria. Her father had diabetes mellitus and heart disease. You pick up social history. She never smoked, no ethanol abuse, period. You paragraph medications. Basaglar 20 units nightly, acetaminophen 650 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN, Humalog 5 units 3 times a day before meals, Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, rivastigmine patch 9.5 milligrams daily, Requip 0.5 milligrams at every 8 hours for restless leg syndrome, Lopressor 25 milligrams twice a day, levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Pepcid 20 milligrams twice a day, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, potassium chloride ER 1 to 10 milligrams daily. The paragraph allergies, codeine, and contrast dye. The paragraph examination. She is not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 145 or 80. Temperature 97.3, pulse 92, respite rate 17, O2 saturation 94% at 2 liters a minute. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular is normal, fever equal reactive. Oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspections. Hearing diminished, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nose, lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, CNS, cranial nerves, normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusions, shoulder range of motion is normal, her left leg is in the boot, and she has an immobilizer due to the fracture of the knee. Fetal pulses are palpable at 2+. There's no significant edema. Skin otherwise is intact, warm and dry without rashes, but there's ecchymosis in the left elbow region. Period. New paragraph assessment and plan one. This is Harper is here for rehab to be continued following her left knee and ankle fracture, period. Two, she had dyspnea and elevated troponin, likely type 2 MI, and that's stable from the cardiac standpoint, period. Three, she has diabetes mellitus, and I will continue Basaglar 20 units nightly plus Novolog 5 units TID. Before meals, period. Most sugars are acceptable, with recent ones being 105, 133, 143, and 108 and 177. There was one that reached as high as 281 on the 4th, but that's the only one over 200, period. Paragraph, she has a history of hypertension and is borderline currently, period. I'll observe on Lopressor 25 milligrams twice a day, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Period. Paragraph. His depression with anxiety and alkalinia Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, which I hope will help with panic attacks, period. 5, he has mild dementia, alkalinia rev, the stigmine 24-hour patch, 9.5 milligrams daily. 6, he has hypothyroidism, but alkalinia levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, period. 7, he can have ribaltine for sleep. Overall, we'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.